The Cosmic Perspective by Jeffrey Bennett. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Cosmic Perspective by Jeffrey Bennett is a comprehensive guide to understanding the universe. It provides an overview of astronomy, astrophysics, and cosmology in an accessible way for readers of all levels. The book begins with a discussion of the history and development of astronomy from ancient times to modern day. It then moves on to discuss the structure and evolution of stars, galaxies, and other objects in space. After this, it covers topics such as dark matter, black holes, gravitational waves, exoplanets, and more. Finally, it looks at how our knowledge about the universe has been used to answer questions about its origin and fate. The book also includes chapters on current research topics such as dark energy and string theory that are often left out of introductory texts. Throughout each chapter, there are helpful diagrams that illustrate key concepts along with detailed explanations for those who want more information or need help visualizing what is being discussed. Additionally, there are numerous examples throughout which demonstrate how scientific principles can be applied in everyday life. In addition to providing a thorough introduction to astronomy, the Cosmic Perspective also offers insight into some philosophical issues related to science, such as determinism versus free will or whether we live in a multiverse or not. This makes it an excellent resource for anyone interested in exploring these ideas further. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The universe is vast and complex. The Cosmic Perspective by Jeffrey Bennett explains the vastness and complexity of the universe, and how it can be studied and understood. Main idea number 2. The scale of the universe. The book explains the scale of the universe, from the smallest particles to the largest galaxies, and how they all interact. Main idea number 3. The Big Bang Theory. The Cosmic Perspective explains the Big Bang Theory, which states that the universe began with a single, massive explosion. Main idea number 4. The formation of galaxies. The book explains how galaxies form and evolve over time, and how they are affected by the forces of gravity and dark matter. Main idea number 5. The solar system. The book explains the formation and evolution of the solar system, and how it is composed of planets, moons, asteroids, and comets. Main idea number 6. The nature of light. The Cosmic Perspective explains the nature of light, and how it is used to study the universe. Main idea number 7. The nature of time. The book explains the nature of time, and how it affects the universe. Main idea number 8. The nature of matter. The Cosmic Perspective explains the nature of matter, and how it is composed of atoms and molecules. Main idea number 9. The nature of energy. The book explains the nature of energy, and how it is used to power the universe. Main idea number 10. The nature of life. The Cosmic Perspective explains the nature of life, and how it is composed of cells and organisms. Main idea number 11. The nature of the human mind. The book explains the nature of the human mind, and how it is used to understand the universe. Main idea number 12. The nature of the universe. The Cosmic Perspective explains the nature of the universe, and how it is composed of space, time, and matter. Main idea number 13. The nature of the stars. The book explains the nature of the stars, and how they are composed of gas and dust. Main idea number 14. The nature of the planets. The Cosmic Perspective explains the nature of the planets, and how they are composed of rock and ice. Main idea number 15. The nature of the moon. The book explains the nature of the moon, and how it is composed of rock and dust. Main idea number 16. The nature of the sun, the cosmic perspective explains the nature of the sun and how it is composed of gas and plasma. Main idea number 17. The nature of the solar system, the book explains the nature of the solar system and how it is composed of planets, moons, asteroids, and comets. Main idea number 18. The nature of the Milky Way, the cosmic perspective explains the nature of the Milky Way and how it is composed of stars, gas, and dust. Main idea number 19. The nature of the universe, the book explains the nature of the universe and how it is composed of galaxies, stars, and planets. Main idea number 20. The nature of the cosmos, the cosmic perspective explains the nature of the cosmos and how it is composed of space, time, and matter. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The universe is an incredibly vast and complex place. It contains billions of galaxies, each with billions of stars, and it stretches out for hundreds of millions of light years in all directions. To understand the universe requires a cosmic perspective, a way to look at the entire cosmos as one interconnected system. In the cosmic perspective, Jeffrey Bennett explains how this cosmic perspective can be used to explore our place in the universe. He describes how astronomers use telescopes and other instruments to study distant objects such as galaxies, stars, planets, asteroids, comets, and more. He also discusses cosmology, the science that seeks to explain the origin and evolution of the universe itself. Bennett's book provides readers with an accessible introduction to astronomy and cosmology while exploring some fascinating questions about our place in space. How did we get here? What are we made of? Are there other habitable worlds out there? By providing answers to these questions through scientific evidence rather than speculation or faith-based beliefs, Bennett helps us gain a better understanding not only of ourselves but also our relationship with the rest of the cosmos. Main idea number 2. The scale of the universe is an exploration of the vastness and complexity of our universe. It begins with a discussion of the smallest particles, such as quarks and electrons, which make up atoms. From there it moves on to explore how these particles interact to form molecules, stars, galaxies, and other structures in space. The book also explains how scientists measure distances in space using light years and parsecs. The scale of the universe then dives into more complex topics such as dark matter and dark energy, black holes, neutron stars, supernovae explosions, gamma ray bursts, gravitational waves from merging black holes or neutron stars, all phenomena that are difficult for us to comprehend due to their immense size or distance from Earth. Finally, it looks at cosmology, the study of the origin and evolution of our universe, and discusses theories about its ultimate fate. Main idea number 3. The Big Bang Theory is the prevailing cosmological model for the universe from the earliest known periods through its subsequent large-scale evolution. According to this theory, space and time emerged together 13.8 billion years ago and the energy that would become matter was unleashed in a single moment of creation. This initial expansion of space has continued ever since, carrying galaxies with it as they move away from each other. The cosmic perspective explains how scientists have used observations of distant galaxies to trace back in time to when these galaxies were much closer together, to within a few hundred thousand years after the Big Bang itself. It also describes how astronomers are using powerful telescopes such as Hubble and Chandra to study even earlier times, when conditions were so hot and dense that only particles like protons, neutrons, electrons, photons, and neutrinos could exist. In addition to describing what we know about our cosmic origins based on current scientific evidence, the cosmic perspective also explores some of the philosophical implications of this knowledge. For example, what does it mean for us humans if we live in an expanding universe? How did something come out of nothing? And why is there something rather than nothing at all? Main idea number 4. The formation of galaxies is a complex process that has been studied for centuries. In the early universe, matter was distributed in an almost uniform way, with small fluctuations due to gravity and dark matter. Over time, These fluctuations grew larger and eventually formed into large structures such as galaxies. The gravitational pull of these structures caused them to collapse further, forming stars and other objects within them. As galaxies evolved over time, they interacted with each other through collisions or mergers. These interactions can cause dramatic changes in their structure and composition. For example, when two spiral galaxies collide, they can form an elliptical galaxy or even a ring-shaped one if the collision is particularly violent. In addition to collisions between galaxies, there are also interactions between individual stars within them which can affect their evolution over time. Stars interact gravitationally with each other as well as with gas clouds which contain elements necessary for star formation. This interaction helps regulate the rate at which new stars form in a given galaxy. Finally, dark matter plays an important role in the formation of galaxies by providing additional gravitational force that affects how quickly they collapse and evolve over time. Dark matter does not emit light like normal matter does, so it cannot be directly observed, but its presence can be inferred from its effects on visible objects such as stars and gas clouds. Main idea number 5. The solar system is composed of the Sun, 8 planets, and numerous other objects such as moons, asteroids, comets, and dust. It formed about 4.6 billion years ago from a cloud of gas and dust that was pulled together by gravity. The planets all orbit around the Sun in nearly circular paths at different distances from it. The formation of the solar system began with a large cloud of gas and dust known as a nebula. This nebula collapsed under its own gravity to form a spinning disc-shaped structure called an accretion disc. As this disc spun faster and faster due to conservation of angular momentum, material within it clumped together into larger bodies called planetesimals, which eventually became the planets we know today. As these planetesimals collided with each other, they released energy in the form of heat, which melted them into spheres or balls made up mostly of rock and metal elements like iron and nickel. These molten spheres cooled over time, forming solid rocky cores surrounded by atmospheres composed mainly of hydrogen and helium gases. In addition to planets, there are also many smaller objects orbiting around our Sun, including moons, natural satellites, asteroids, small rocky bodies, comets, icy chunks left over from early solar system formation, and interplanetary dust particles that make up what is known as the zodiacal light or dusty sky. Main idea number 6. Light is one of the most important tools for studying the universe. It has been used to measure distances, determine composition, and even detect objects that are too faint or far away to be seen with our eyes. The nature of light, the cosmic perspective, explains how light works and how it can be used to explore the cosmos. The book begins by discussing the properties of light, including its speed, wavelength, frequency, energy levels, polarization, and more. It then goes on to explain how these properties affect different types of astronomical observations such as spectroscopy and imaging. Finally, it looks at some of the ways in which astronomers use light to study distant galaxies and other cosmic phenomena. The nature of light, the cosmic perspective, provides a comprehensive overview of this fascinating topic. With clear explanations and vivid illustrations throughout, readers will gain an understanding not only about what light is but also why it is so important for exploring our universe. Main idea number 7. Time is a fundamental concept in the universe, and it affects everything from the smallest particles to the largest galaxies. Time can be thought of as an arrow that moves forward, carrying us all along with it. It is also a cycle, repeating itself over and over again throughout eternity. The nature of time has been studied by scientists for centuries, and its effects on our lives are profound. Time influences how we experience life, from moments that seem to last forever to those that pass in an instant. It shapes our memories and helps us make sense of events around us. We measure time using clocks and calendars so we can plan ahead for future activities or reflect on past experiences. The laws of physics tell us that time passes differently depending on where you are in spacetime, the four-dimensional fabric of reality composed of three spatial dimensions plus one temporal dimension, time. This means that two observers located at different points in spacetime will experience different rates of passage for time due to their relative motion through spacetime. In addition, some theories suggest there may be multiple universes existing simultaneously alongside ours, each with its own unique timeline running parallel to ours. If this were true, then these other timelines could influence our own timeline in subtle ways. Ultimately, understanding the nature of time is essential if we want to understand how the universe works and why things happen as they do. By studying this mysterious force more closely, we can gain insight into ourselves as well as into the world around us. Main idea number 8. The nature of matter. The cosmic perspective explains the fundamental nature of matter and how it is composed. At its most basic level, matter consists of atoms and molecules, which are made up of even smaller particles such as protons, neutrons, and electrons. These particles interact with each other through forces like gravity and electromagnetism to form larger structures like stars, planets, galaxies, and more. By understanding the structure of these particles and their interactions with one another, we can gain insight into the behavior of matter on a cosmic scale. Atoms are held together by strong nuclear forces that bind protons and neutrons together in a nucleus surrounded by orbiting electrons. This arrangement gives rise to chemical properties that allow atoms to combine into molecules in predictable ways. Molecules can then interact with each other through various physical processes such as diffusion or thermal energy exchange to create complex structures like proteins or DNA. Matter also interacts with light in interesting ways. For example, when light passes through certain materials, it can be absorbed or reflected depending on its wavelength. This phenomenon is responsible for many everyday phenomena such as color vision or photosynthesis in plants. By studying the nature of matter at all scales, from subatomic particles to entire galaxies, we gain an appreciation for how everything fits together within our universe. From this perspective, we can better understand why things behave the way they do, both here on Earth and throughout space. Main idea number 9. Energy is the fundamental building block of the universe. It is responsible for all motion, from the smallest particles to entire galaxies. Energy comes in many forms, including kinetic energy, the energy of motion, potential energy, stored energy that can be released, and thermal energy, heat. All matter contains some form of energy, and it can be converted from one form to another. The laws of thermodynamics govern how much work a given amount of energy can do. These laws state that no process is 100% efficient, some amount of heat will always be produced as a result. This means that when we use any type of fuel or power source, only part of its available energy will actually be used for useful work. In addition to being an essential component in powering our world, understanding the nature and behavior of different types of energies helps us understand phenomena such as climate change and global warming. By studying these processes on Earth, scientists are able to gain insight into similar processes occurring throughout the universe. Main idea number 10. The nature of life. The cosmic perspective explains the fundamental principles that govern life on Earth. It begins by exploring the structure and function of cells, which are the basic building blocks of all living things. From there, it moves to a discussion of how organisms interact with their environment in order to survive and reproduce. Finally, it examines how these interactions shape ecosystems and ultimately affect global climate. The book also looks at how life has evolved over time, from its earliest beginnings billions of years ago to its current complexity today. It explores the role that natural selection plays in shaping species characteristics, as well as how humans have impacted evolution through activities such as agriculture and urbanization. Additionally, it discusses some of the ethical implications associated with our understanding of life's origins. Ultimately, the nature of life, the cosmic perspective, provides an accessible overview for anyone interested in learning more about biology or ecology. By examining both scientific concepts and philosophical questions related to life on Earth, this book offers readers a comprehensive look at one of nature's most fascinating phenomena. Main idea number 11. The nature of the human mind is a complex and fascinating topic. In The Cosmic Perspective, Geoffrey Bennett explains how our minds are used to understand the universe around us. He argues that our brains have evolved over millions of years to be able to comprehend the physical laws governing the universe, as well as interpret sensory information from our environment. This allows us to make sense of what we observe in order to form theories about how things work. Bennett also discusses how humans use their minds for creative problem-solving and abstract thought. He explains that this ability has enabled us to develop technology, create art, and explore new ideas. Our capacity for imagination gives us an advantage when it comes to understanding complex concepts like quantum mechanics or relativity. Finally, Bennett examines how emotions play a role in shaping our thoughts and behavior. He suggests that feelings such as fear or joy can influence decisions we make on both conscious and unconscious levels. By recognizing these emotional influences on ourselves and others, we can better understand why people act in certain ways. Main idea number 12. The nature of the universe. The cosmic perspective explains that the universe is composed of space, time, and matter. It explores how these three components interact to create a vast and complex system. Space is described as an infinite expanse filled with galaxies, stars, planets, and other objects. Time is seen as a continuous flow from past to present to future. Matter consists of particles such as atoms and molecules that make up all physical objects in the universe. The book also examines how gravity affects the motion of celestial bodies within this cosmic framework. It discusses dark matter and dark energy, two mysterious substances believed to be responsible for much of what we observe in our universe today. Additionally, it looks at theories about the origin and evolution of our cosmos over billions of years. Finally, The Nature of the Universe, The Cosmic Perspective provides insight into some fundamental questions about life in our universe, such as whether or not there are other intelligent forms out there among the stars, and offers readers a glimpse into humanity's place within this grand cosmic context. Main idea number 13. The stars are the most visible and awe-inspiring objects in the night sky. They appear to be points of light, but they are actually vast collections of gas and dust held together by their own gravity. The nature of these stars is determined by their mass, composition, temperature, and age. Stars form when clouds of gas collapse under their own gravity. As this happens, the cloud heats up due to compression and begins to glow with a faint light. Over time, as more material falls into the center of the cloud, it gets hotter until eventually nuclear fusion reactions begin in its core. This is what makes a star shine brightly. The size and brightness of a star depend on its mass. More massive stars will be larger and brighter than less massive ones. Stars also have different compositions depending on how much heavier elements like carbon or oxygen were present when they formed. These differences can affect how long they live before running out of fuel. Finally, each star has an associated temperature that determines its color. Hotter stars appear blue while cooler ones look redder. This temperature also affects how quickly a star uses up its fuel supply. Hotter stars burn through theirs faster than cooler ones do. Main idea number 14. The nature of the planets. The cosmic perspective explains how planets are composed of rock and ice, as well as their unique characteristics. It examines the formation of planets from dust and gas in a protoplanetary disk, and how they interact with each other through gravity. It also looks at the composition of planetary atmospheres, including their temperature structure, clouds, winds, storms, and more. Finally, it discusses the exploration of our solar system by spacecraft such as Voyager 1 and 2. The book delves into details about each planet's size and mass, its distance from the Sun, its rotation period, its orbital eccentricity, its axial tilt or obliquity, its magnetic field strength, its atmosphere composition, including greenhouse gases, surface features like mountains and craters, moons orbiting around it, rings surrounding it, if any, asteroids that may impact it over time, and much more. In addition to providing an overview on all eight major planets in our solar system, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, The book also covers dwarf planets such as Pluto, Ceres, Eris, Makemake, Haumea, Orcus, Quaor, Sedna, Varuna, Xion, Salacia, 2002 MS 4, 2007 or 10, 2012 VP 113, 2014 UZ 224, 2015 RR 245, 2016 NM 56. 2017 VV2, 2018 VG18, 2019 AQ3, 2020 AV2, 2021 KT1, 2022 NN4, 2023 KX17, 2024 NQ25, 2025 NX65, 2026 PX7, 2027 QY43. Main idea number 15. The Moon is a rocky, dusty world that orbits Earth. It has no atmosphere and its surface is covered with craters from impacts by asteroids and comets. The Moon's interior consists of a core made up of iron and nickel surrounded by layers of rock. Its outermost layer is composed mostly of silicon-rich minerals such as olivine, pyroxene, plagioclase feldspar, and glassy materials. The Moon's gravity pulls on the oceans to create tides on Earth. The same gravitational force also causes the phases of the Moon, from new to full, as it orbits around our planet every 29 days or so. The Moon's orbit around Earth affects how much sunlight reaches its surface at any given time. This in turn affects temperatures across its surface. During a lunar day, the time between two successive rises above the horizon, temperatures can reach over 100 degrees Celsius, 212 degrees Fahrenheit. At night they drop below minus 150 degrees Celsius minus 238 degrees Fahrenheit. Main idea number 16. The Sun is the closest star to Earth and is composed of gas and plasma. It has a diameter of 1,392,000 kilometers, 865,000 miles, and contains 99.86% of all the mass in our solar system. The Sun's core temperature reaches 15 million degrees Celsius, 27 million degrees Fahrenheit, which is hot enough to fuse hydrogen into helium through nuclear fusion. The outer layers of the Sun are cooler than its core but still very hot, about 5,500 degrees Celsius, 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. This heat radiates outward from the surface as visible light and other forms of electromagnetic radiation such as ultraviolet rays. These rays provide energy for life on Earth by warming our planet's atmosphere. The Sun also produces powerful magnetic fields that can cause eruptions on its surface called solar flares or coronal mass ejections. These events can disrupt communication systems here on Earth if they are strong enough. Main idea number 17. The solar system is composed of the Sun, eight planets, and their moons. The four inner planets, Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, are rocky worlds with solid surfaces. The four outer planets, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, are gas giants made up mostly of hydrogen and helium. Beyond these are thousands of small icy bodies called asteroids that orbit between Mars and Jupiter, a belt of comets beyond Neptune, dwarf planets such as Pluto, and many other objects. The orbits of all these objects around the Sun form an orderly pattern known as the solar system. This pattern is determined by two fundamental laws. Newton's law of gravity states that every object in the universe attracts every other object with a force proportional to its mass. Kepler's laws state that each planet moves in an elliptical orbit around the Sun at a speed determined by its distance from it. These laws explain why our solar system looks like it does today. Why some objects move faster than others when they are closer to the Sun, why there are gaps between certain regions where no large bodies exist, such as between Mars and Jupiter, why most orbits lie close to one plane, the ecliptic, how comets can be perturbed into new orbits over time, etc. Main idea number 18. The Milky Way is a vast spiral galaxy, composed of stars, gas, and dust. It is estimated to contain between 200 to 400 billion stars and spans over 100,000 light-years in diameter. The Milky Way has four main components: the disk, bulge, halo, and arms. The disk contains most of the visible matter, including stars and interstellar gas clouds. It also contains dark matter which cannot be seen but can be detected through its gravitational effects on other objects. The bulge is a spherical region at the center of the galaxy that consists mostly of old stars. This region is thought to have formed early in the history of our galaxy when material from different parts was drawn together by gravity into one central area. The halo surrounds this central region and consists mainly of globular clusters containing very old stars. Finally, there are four major spiral arms extending outwards from the center, which contain younger populations of stars as well as interstellar gas clouds where new star formation takes place. These arms are believed to form due to density waves propagating outward from the galactic core. Our Sun lies about two-thirds out along one arm called Orion Arm or local spur, located between Sagittarius Arm, on our side, and Perseus Arm, on opposite side. Our solar system orbits around this arm once every 250 million years, completing an orbit around entire Milky Way every 1 to 2 billion years. Main idea number 19. The nature of the universe is a complex and fascinating topic. In The Cosmic Perspective, Jeffrey Bennett explains that the universe is composed of galaxies, stars, and planets. Galaxies are collections of billions or even trillions of stars held together by gravity. Stars are huge balls of gas that produce light and heat through nuclear fusion reactions in their cores. Planets orbit around stars, with some having atmospheres capable of supporting life. Bennett also discusses how our understanding of the universe has changed over time as new technologies have allowed us to observe it more closely. He explains how astronomers use telescopes to study distant objects in space, such as galaxies and nebulae, spectroscopes to analyze starlight, satellites to measure radiation from other parts of the electromagnetic spectrum, and spacecrafts for close-up exploration. In addition, Bennett examines current theories about dark matter and dark energy, two mysterious components believed to make up most of the mass in the universe, and explores what we know about black holes, quasars, supernovae explosions, cosmic rays, gamma ray bursts, neutron stars and pulsars. The Cosmic Perspective provides an engaging overview on this vast subject matter while offering readers insight into our place within this grand expanse called the universe. Main idea number 20. The nature of the cosmos. The Cosmic Perspective is a comprehensive look at the universe and its components. It explains how space, time, and matter are all interconnected in an ever-evolving cosmic system. This book explores the physical laws that govern our universe, from gravity to quantum mechanics. It also examines how these laws have shaped galaxies, stars, planets, and life itself. The nature of the cosmos, The Cosmic Perspective delves into some of humanity's most profound questions about our place in this vast expanse we call home. It looks at what lies beyond our solar system and even beyond our galaxy. By exploring cosmology, the study of the origin and evolution of the universe, it reveals how everything fits together on a grand scale. This book also discusses current theories about dark energy and dark matter, as well as other mysteries such as black holes and neutron stars. In addition to providing insight into these topics, it provides readers with an understanding of why science matters in today's world. Ultimately, the nature of the cosmos, The Cosmic Perspective offers readers a unique perspective on their place within this incredible cosmos we inhabit. Through its exploration into physics, astronomy, cosmology, astrobiology, and more, it helps us gain a better appreciation for just how amazing our universe truly is. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.